The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's going on, Skanks? We're so excited to announce that the Legion of Skanks is going out together for the first time ever. Starting this summer, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're doing a run of theater shows starting in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now at BigJComedy.com or at LewisOfSkanks.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't win. Hit break quick by that big J.K. spin. He all up in your ribs while we talking politics. So you bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And that's the form killer, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Yes. I'm going to fucking do it. How about that?
Do it, dude.
Yeah.
Where's Paco screaming at people?
Paco, aren't you yelling on top of a chair like...
Screaming
like
at people.
Like it's fucking Sparta or...
He does a good job at that.
Or fucking... What is the other thing? The guy that yells and he's got a half a blue face?
I don't know.
Braveheart?
Braveheart.
Braveheart. Freedom.
Braveheart. Freedom. Oh, why aren't you yelling about fucking Braveheart freedom, doggy?
It's more of a Dave Smith thing.
Yeah, that is my favorite movie.
The quest. Why are you wearing a Las Vegas shirt that isn't Skankfest, Bobby? What the fuck is happening in here?
Oh, I thought it was Skankfest.
Is Dave a modern day Braveheart? Do they have the same message?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like on a horse.
Dude, is Braveheart a libertarian message? I have no idea.
You have more. You're more of Mel Gibson's message now.
I thought he made some great points on and off film.
William David Smith Wallace.
Dougie, I don't know.
You didn't realize when he was screaming about freedom that that had something to do with freedom?
I've never seen Braveheart and I've never listened to Dave talk.
You've never seen Braveheart?
You never saw the scene where they're stretching him out and he goes...
no one thought it was weird that he's never listened to me talk? Everyone's just like, because you haven't seen Braveheart?
No, we've all also done podcasts with Lewis.
Taxation is theft.
The best part about Braveheart is they called him Young Wallace. The guy was 75 at the time. Yes. He was beat up, too.
Dude, I want a different fucking time. That's why he thinks the Holocaust didn't happen.
New t-shirt I did. Dave Smith with his fucking face hair half blue. Braveheart. Dave Hart.
Dude,
I need a soundboard.
That's a great portmanteau right there.
Dude, you know, there's a guy Top Lobster on the horn. We're putting that shirt out.
You know, there's a little guy by the name of the Insurrection Shaman, though, who also did a half blue face.
Yeah, it didn't go great
matter,
for him.
Doesn't matter, dude. Doesn't matter. Dave Hart is a pun as well.
Dave Hart did that. Great.
What was that guy's name?
I don't,
James Angeli?
Was
it? You remember it?
Know it? Wow.
Yeah, that is it.
James Hart kind of works still. Yeah. Fuck.
How do you spell for real?
Well, he was Mantor in the WWE. You know, I follow that pretty close.
Yes, let me introduce everybody. I'm Big J. Okerson. Of course, the Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith. We got the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Two great guests for here in our studio episode.
Oh, let me make a sound effect, please.
Sorry. Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, boy?
And you fucking nailed it. And we have two.
I'm in Jamaica right now, by the way.
No, you're not. We're in the East Village.
No.
Wait, are you a hologram?
I'm a holocaustogram. No, I'm in Jamaica. That's why we did a pre-tape for tonight's show.
You just
that
did a butt.
So horrible.
Holocaustogram. But seriously, though, right now as we speak,
that's like that. That's like that's like when the Riddler sends a letter to Batman and smoke comes out and he just dies as a holocaustogram.
But holocaustogram.
It's the name of the episode, bitches.
Costagram. It's the hilarious Ryan Long and Chris Faga, everybody.
Also.
Boy.
I wanted to introduce everybody fast because Lewis, you'll find.
Can everyone do that?
If you can't, then fucking get the fuck out right now.
Can you do that?
I'll split. No, I can't. I want to tell you something. This is a fun thing.
Cool, Jay. I can actually do both of us.
No, I definitely can't do that.
I can't do the left hand.
This is a throwback story of the Legion of Skanks that has a new layer now.
What?
Many years ago, as people know, there's a even a very short clip of it on the internet. We got into a thing. Barry Stock, guitar player from 3 Days Grace.
Does that still out there on the internet?
Can we
pull it up while you're talking about it?
Yeah.
Wait, things that you put out on the internet are still up there?
Oh, yeah. It's from that girl Maddie. Calls. Maddie put it up. That's who filmed that. Maddie. That girl Maddie used to come on the shows. Yeah. We were podcasting. He was hammered. We didn't know it was a guitar player from 3 Days Grace. He came over and started telling us to just shut the fuck up. And it was,
do you know the band 3 Days Grace?
Yeah.
They're Canadian cunts also.
What's their big song again?
I Hate Everything About You. Song rips.
Oh, I remember
By the way, every time it comes on. And also, that song rules. And also the Eve 6 song. I'm a swallow my pride. I'm a
that song sucks shit.
That
song rules, dude. Yeah, that song rules.
Shit.
On the inside, I was swallowing my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith.
Well, 3 Days Grace.
Anyway, this guy chumped the shit out of all three of us.
Essentially.
This was at the studio?
No,
it was on a boat.
On a cruise ship.
Oh.
And it was a whole fucking ordeal.
That's my natural habitat.
At the end of the day.
He threw a glass of wine in Jay's face and Jay just took it.
Here it is. Here's the aftermath. So what had happened.
Looks like I'm getting slapped in the face. I'm wiping wine off my face, I think.
That's your hand?
It looks like a lady's foot for some reason.
I don't know. You have to hit play.
Yeah, it looks like a Corbell commercial from the 90s.
At this point, we were trying to do a podcast. We were sucking. We were interrupting everyone's fun by trying to do a live podcast before the Legion of Skanks were even a thing.
We had like five fans.
We have five. Nobody on the boat's a fan. We have five fans in the world.
No. That girl Maddie was a fan, like already.
She was a fan because she was already going to Shiprock and she met us at Shiprock. And it was like the same way you'd be a fan of like a guy who does poetry that's your friend. Like, it wasn't like she became a fan
No, I'm telling you, she was coming to our shows and also went to Shiprock. She was like a fan of our Shiprock.
Okay, so we had one fan.
Jay,
I know the girl very well, and we met her on Shiprocked. Okay. She was already going to Shiprocked. She was not like also a fan.
This is
of ours.
When you guys were in the upstairs room at the creek first.
At this point, we may have been at my apartment.
Because I came to some of those, and
there's
literally
nobody there.
You couldn't see me from the crowd, and I would get up to get beers for you guys, and you guys would yell at me.
You gotta understand. It's funny now because the perspective of it, like these people were paying. Oh, this is their vacation. They get 5 days at sea. All of their favorite rock stars are there. All they're trying to do at this bar, because it's a bar, this atrium is
like,
a bar.
I can actually talk to one of these
talk
guys.
I can talk to these fucking heavy metal superstars that I've been a fan of my entire life. And these fucking three fat, and Dave, you're not fat, but your personality that night was fat.
What a fat ass. And Rich, and by the way, and randomly... And randomly, Richie Aronovich.
Yes, Richie Aronovich.
Who just happened to be on the boat.
He just happened to be there. They throw us. No, he was opening for Brewer.
For Brewer and so Brewer brought him along. Yeah.
And so.
He was doing something way cooler than us.
Yeah, Brewer was like doing the real stage. We were doing like.
But Brewer was doing a music thing. Richie Aronovich was his road opener. So he just goes, hey, in between gigs, we're doing this cruise. Just come along. He let Richie just come along and hang.
So, but they dropped us into their cruise. They didn't want these idiots, whatever we were trying to do.
They wanted a stand-up show.
Even if it was a good audio on a podcast, they wouldn't have wanted it. But now we weren't through the PA. We decided after trying for a half an hour, I shit you not, dude. After trying for a half an hour to make it work, we're recording a PA, we had to decide for either recording or having a full PA system.
So by the way, in hindsight, should have gone with the PA system.
We had two mics, I believe it was.
Wait a second. Hold on. That episode is in the archive.
Quickly and it never got finished.
No, we went with PA. That's why he came over that he could hear us. But they weren't. Here's the thing. It wasn't even like the 15 people in front of us were laughing and drinking and kind of just doing whatever. It was really early in it. He just came over crazy drunk and whatever the situation. If we shouldn't have been there, if the whole thing, you're a cunt to walk up to people performing as a performer.
He was unquestionably a piece of shit. Yeah, but we also. True.
Yes.
Yeah, no, no. You're both right about this. But he comes out and he looks at us and he was like, I forget exactly what he said, but he was like, no one gives up. He goes, no one gives a fuck about your stupid podcast. We're here for rock and roll. Fuck you guys. Get off
the Three Days Grace is going to live forever.
But he just like devil horns and the people at the bar are like, yeah, brother, let him know.
The guitar tech from Stained is yelling at you. Yeah.
Crack Amico said that to me at the Naked Roast at Skankfest this year.
So, yeah, we get...
We talk shit back to him. I know I did.
And then we all did. And then in the microphone, and he's like walking away, and we really, I mean, we were hammering him with faggots and
We stopped. We stopped trying to be funny because it wasn't going well. So it just turned into literally just, this is what makes us beautiful, and this is who we are deep down in our core. This is what brings us all together. If all else fails, we'll just start calling somebody a faggot and a bitch loudly over and over and over.
Fight us or be gone forever.
But it was in.
We didn't know it was a guy from Three Days Grace.
But it was.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
How do you not?
But it was kind of like.
You guys didn't have the posters on your locks?
But it was in the spirit of almost like the way Chris Rock tried to do the Will Smith bit. Like, we're just constructing a bit in real time that's just an excuse to call him a faggot.
Yes.
Like, you're just trying to put a bit together, and you're like, oh, this faggot was extra faggoty today.
He was wearing a kilt. I mean, he was wearing a kilt.
Knock, knock, who's there? This faggot.
He was wearing a kilt, and I swear to you, at a point, a pirate hat.
Yeah. That's true.
It's true.
To protest pirating of music.
So he comes over, and this is, you can play the thing. This is what happened. So when he came back, after we were calling him a faggot, he had a glass of wine in his hand. And he was definitely, because
he's a faggot.
Only because I remember, like, I know his eyes were on Lewis.
No, it was Dave.
Was it?
He was trying to throw it at Dave. I watched it happen.
Oh, no. He was trying to throw it at me. He heard me call him a faggot.
Okay.
And he made a beeline for
me. And he looked at the three guys, and he was like, you know what? This guy's the least fat of the feds.
Yeah, he's got sure are fat. I'm really glad we're saying this right now. This is going to play out great. So Dave,
he walked right over to me and threw a glass of wine in my face.
Not the glass. He just.
No, like, I'm sorry.
If you understand the way that a glass
is like
shaped,
a big
it's
wine
a bowl.
Glass.
A bowl. So it did a fucking loop. Like it was. I watched it happen. I just watched it went. Whoop.
Did you ever see Bend It Like Beckham? It's like that. So, coasted it.
Let me tell you something. I did not get a drop like a of wine on me. I was perfectly dry.
Dude, Dave, you were here. Like Dave, Jay, me. He goes, yeah, I'm a faggot. Whoop. And it goes, whoop. And it's a splash right
We're
in
We're all yelling
face.
Faggot, but I got the Shiraz Bukkake.
He snifted it onto you?
Yeah, dude.
He like wafted it?
I mean, in my ear canal.
He threw the wine at me. Luckily, I was holding a backboard at the time.
banked right to Jay.
It hit me, and then...
Nothing but net.
All three of us... And this is what the moment you see right here, is all three of us get up in his thing. And then what he does at the end of this, which Bobby Kelly pointed out the other day, that is really frustrating, is we're standing up. He's being taken away by a woman, but he's doing this. He's doing this like you're all talk shit. Oh, always infuriating. So
I thought it was doing a duck shadow puppet.
We made like his googly eyes on his hand. You guys are a bunch of dicks. We just want to listen to music.
Oh.
So yeah, that's what this is. Playlist. 10 seconds or something. So look, a woman takes him away.
Yeah, but nobody's holding us back.
That is true. We're talking shit, but no one's holding us back.
No, you're absolutely wrong. Sir. That guy, that's the Danny guy. He's begging us not to do this.
Jay, I don't know why you can't let go of these little details of this story. But yeah, dude, we weren't being
no
held
one's
back.
Physically holding us.
Why
back.
Was
no,
I why was Red Band mushed, producing the show?
I could have mushed Danny out of the way.
Yeah. So. We anyway that happened, and then
so there's a lot of shit talking.
We have a whole thing, nothing. Blah blah blah. Long story short, it ends with like a nonsensical. We get with each other again because we're both told that the other person wants to apologize, which is hilarious. And then they just put us in a room, and it gate down. That ended with Lewis and him touching foreheads.
But can I tell? But can I tell you?
Like they parent trapped you, or they just
No. They literally go. Danny, the guy who was holding us back, goes, I know it'd be a good idea. Let's lie to both parties and say that the other one wants to apologize to the other one. We'll put him in a room, and we'll just. They won't figure it out.
So Jay is, Jay is still
dripping in wine.
Like wine.
All everyone's arms are crossed.
They go to us. They go, he wants, Because we were saying, they go to us, does he want to, at a certain point, they had to
Guys,
go.
We put together Shiprocked. I'm sure we could play this game of human chess.
No, I think at a point we just told him, like, we'll drop it, and then we went looking for
No, they asked if they wanted, they asked if we wanted to press charges.
But told us what.
The security guy, and I remember saying to the guys, I was like, no, we want him to come fight us. Yeah. Like, we don't want to press charges.
The only
charges.
Thing we want
I don't,
like,
my attorney on the other hand.
We want to do a 3-on-1 fight right now, so bring him here to the table. That's the only way we'll accept it.
Handicap match. Bitch.
But then, Lewis, get the tables.
But you know, you think you're bombing in this awful show. Then a dude fucking calls you out.
Did you go
in front
back
of
to podcasting after?
No. The podcast was over. Then a dude throws wine at you. It's just like, you're like, yeah, well, like, I'm.
It doesn't hit
curious.
You. You're dry. Your friend Jay looks like a bitch. You feel bad about it.
Soaked.
your friend Jay, who brought you to this thing.
So we, yeah. Right. We,
this is Jay's favorite? Gig. This is Jay's gig that we, brought you guys.
Well, it's Jim Brewer's gig.
Dude, my
they bring us over to the guy.
My favorite part of this, they bring us over to the guy. So just remember the way Jay described this. It's just so accurate is that. So they bring us over. They go, look, he wants to apologize. And at this point, it's been a little while. We're kind of like, all right, if he wants to fucking apologize, like, he can come apologize. And we go over to him and he goes,
he's like, we're adults. We'll accept his apology.
No, we walk over there. That's what's great about this. And the guy who just told us that goes over to him. He's sitting with that chick, and he's not. And he's like, he doesn't even think anything about us walking up or anything. That guy goes over to him and pulls him to kind of whisper in his ear, and he's making a face of like, what, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. He's like kind of nodding, okay. And then he calls us over.
You saw that,
yeah. And then the guy from the Shiprock called us over to come in this back room. And for whatever reason, 10 security guys follow us, which seemed unnecessary, I thought. But we go back there, and
Should have just been like two sommeliers.
I think I said, I was like, yeah, I said, you want to apologize. Like, everyone's just staring there. Yeah. Like, so you want to apologize. He goes,
like, well, no, it was literally, you know, well, if they want to apologize, so.
And he goes, apologize. Fuck you guys and you're talking. And then Lewis just fucking.
No, I remember the exact
sure,
words.
Go ahead.
The exact words. He goes, apologize. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck really? You.
That's way
and
better.
And it wasn't just me. We all went, and we lost.
No,
our
but
mind.
I know, but you were like, you got. Like,
oh, dude. I mean, just like
security.
Can I just say my favorite?
So he was also a fan of Jim Brewer's movies.
Yes. Oh. So he goes at one point, which is so funny. And so, like, we're all just talking shit. And, like, Lewis is fucking talking. They're getting each other, but we're all like, oh, fuck you, yeah. Motherfucker, and all this. And then at one point, Jay said something to him, you know, just like, whatever, like, fuck you, dude. And he looked at Jay and he just had this attitude. And I remember this is how you described it that made me laugh so hard. Was he just had this attitude of like, dude, you weren't even a part of it. Like, who are you? And Jason, I don't know if you described it, you go, you still have red wine dripping down your
my chin.
And he's like, dude, I don't even know what you have to do.
Why are you involved in this?
Like, he so just thought it was me, and like, he just didn't even like.
I just didn't register with
him. Jay has never been more disrespected than from Barry Stock from 3 Days Grace. Your arch nemesis. So what is the follow-up here? What happened?
So
we never thought about the guy again. That
My
was that.
My old arch nemesis. Who are
we
you again?
We never thought about him, but we have
told
this
story
17 times.
This has been 4 episodes of a podcast.
That's a funny story.
Which, by the way, last week's episode was named On the Horn with Corn. We've had another episode apparently named Corn on the Horn.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably when I called
Yeah,
Jonathan
when you
Davis,
called yeah. Jonathan Davis, yeah.
Oh, we came up with that. Man, we suck.
That's Monkey's on a typewriter right there.
So, we've told the story about... We were talking
about
it's a great
story.
It's a great story. We're the losers in it. Well, this guy got away and moved on with his life. The rest of that night, he didn't think
and
about
they
it
told
again.
Us
it
they
may have been
him.
All I thought about
they,
the rest of
they
the night.
They told us they locked him in his cabin. They were like, you're the real... They go, don't worry. He's locked in his cabin. He can't even party or have fun
and they also probably went and, told him, by the way, that they
were locked in our cabin.
They
they told us this and they go, you don't understand.
No. It was like Watchmen. They were like, no, you don't understand. Like, he's locked in here with you guys.
So they go, listen, you have no idea how big a blow it is to the ego of one of these rock stars. He can't even come hang out. He's got to stay in a small little cabin. So, like, you guys definitely
he's
won.
Lost.
And then, like, an hour and a half later, we just see him. He's, like, drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Standing on a table.
Party, and he's just like, he was having the best night of his life.
King
None
of the
of
beach.
True.
So, Skankfest came up, and I was saying something about it. I'm like, man, I bet the when we have the Ellis Mania events there, I'm always like, it's always so tempting. Like, I want to do it, but I'm like, I don't have time, nor do I have the ability to put in like active training. And I'm like, and he was like, plus I can't fight. It can't be like me versus Harrington. Like that, just I can't.
Why not?
Because I mean, he's pretty fat.
Because yeah, my
Harrington is literally you could definitely twice as fat as you at this
point. I mean, if you're gonna fight Harrington, now is the time.
It's not a matter of that. The time.
It's like Adam Bomb versus Jorge.
I don't know what he'd have to do to me. To want to hit him hard to like go for like the kill.
But you and Harrington should be Earthquake and Tugboat for Halloween this year.
I don't know how we weren't yet.
Maybe like a wine pull match. Up Earthquake and Tugboat. Wine
the natural disaster.
Tugboat would never. Tugboat would not have been friends with Earthquake.
No, they were.
No. He became
Typhoon. Would have been friends.
Same guy.
Yeah.
No, Earthquake and Typhoon.
Earthquake is Big J's name.
If people bring two big girls, if two friends bring two big girls,
I started in the black.
You brought Earthquake and Typhoon, huh?
Earthquake.
Pull up my Earthquake and Typhoon.
So I was like, I have to be like, to get in to do that, to like want to win and like go for it would require me like against someone who I really don't like.
Big J and Harrington.
Gabby Typhoon.
No, I mean, yeah. Clearly Harrington
is Earthquake, unquestionably. Harrington literally looks exactly like Earthquake.
Yeah, dude. We rule, though.
If you're a big fat guy, that's really not a flattering outfit.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But hold on. They are champions, though.
They were. They were a formidable force.
Yeah.
So...
Sorry.
Bobby asked me, he goes, well, who could you have at Skankfest that you would want to fight because like you'd be willing to like hurt them?
To like go, step up and train, like go, Rocky Montage.
I said, two people. Not even step up and sure, but more just like who would I have like the person where I can go in there and throw heavy shots because fuck them?
Yeah.
And I was like, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row because fuck that jerk off.
What happened with him after, I guess?
He looked too much like you.
I made a gay joke about Rob Halford and he shut down and like fucking like said we're being assholes. It was so weird.
That was a line for him.
He's
a wiener
in the physical shape of a 90-year-old, and that's not really enough reason to fight him.
I'd cave him in for sure.
What's funny is how many people found that picture of him wearing the "Dicks are for Fags" shirt.
Yeah, no, it's AIDS kills fags dead.
Oh, AIDS fill. Yeah.
It's hilarious. That's what
which is a factual statement.
He'd wore a flip-flop.
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah, he wore that. It was just a page written out of an encyclopedia. but yeah, so like Sebastian Bach and I go, oh, and that guy, like the only guy who just never faced anything, and we've told the story so much on shows. Which is, it said it's a great story, but I'm like, this guy has such like a space in my memories, who probably has no idea who I am. I was like, that Barry stuff. Yeah, 3 days ago, I told the story to
You're
Bobby.
You're his like Rob Schneider and the...
thinks nothing of it. And so Bobby was like, I told him the story. That's it.
So Sebastian Bach and Barry Stock?
Yes.
Anybody who rhymes, you're willing to fight?
Bach and Stock, dude.
Tupac. Papa Doc.
So Mike Calta, Bobby Kelly's best friend, Mike Calta.
Anybody else?
Made a flyer, like a joke flyer. It was a boxing picture.
X-Pac.
And it said X-Pac. It was a boxing poster, and it was like Big J Okerson versus Barry, whatever, Stock. And what I didn't realize at first, what he wrote on it was at Barry Stock's, like, you know, he added him to have it, like, so he would see it. And he goes, Big J Okerson wants to punch your fucking face in Skankfest.
Oh yeah!
Now what's funny was I didn't know that at first.
Can we pull this? Can we get any fucking visual?
That's a Sebastian Bach. No,
without asking for it.
Let me keep telling.
Can we get a visual of not?
No, but I gotta tell our team to fucking do things. Well, relax.
Hold on. Tell me to get my hat out of your shot. Because I know it's going to piss you off in like a week.
Our team should be able to understand. Like, if he's talking about something that's a post that like. Just do it. I shouldn't have to stop the fucking show. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have to stop the show to realize that if there's a visual thing that he's talking about, you could also bring it up.
To be fair,
when we're talking about wine getting dumped, I'd like to see a vat of wine.
Yes, but you can. It would be better if even a stock image of wine being thrown in somebody's face from
this
a movie.
This is what wine looks like in a face.
Just, we have a fucking, it's a multimedia platform, Paco. You know, if Alex was here instead of getting fucked by Harrington.
I'd like to see just a montage of all the new metal bands that are kind of the same band.
Sorry.
What is it? There's Sting. I feel like you could rail off a few of these.
Mudvayne?
Possibly.
Mudvayne's not one of those. It's Stained.
Wait, from what area are you looking
Grace.
At here? Oh, these kind of band, Breaking Benjamin.
Yes.
For sure. I mean...
Three Doors Down.
Sure.
No, Three Doors Down's not.
But
Papa Roach became that. Papa Roach became that.
They became that, yeah. I actually saw a video of him recently on TikTok where he was like just singing acoustically and trying to make a new career of like a hot singer guy.
Dude, I saw a video of Crazy Town performing, I believe, in a library.
Me too. I watched it. You can see he's missing his teeth.
Wait, that's actually him?
Yeah, dude.
He's missing his teeth.
I thought that was a cover.
Dude, no, some dude singing Butterfly. Dude, it's Crazy Town.
He's got this mouth.
Is that actually him?
Should we get Crazy Town for Skankfest? Because I just feel bad.
Seth Binder?
And it would be like, remember when we were in the Butterfly Room?
Shifty Shovel
Shits. No, it was going to be the Butterfly Room. Where they just do Butterfly over and over and over again. The entire festival.
Dude, he's got meth, man. He's got,
I bet you we can.
I didn't know that was actually him. I thought that was like just some guy.
Pull that up
on camera
for after this story. Please pull up Crazy
12 hours a day they have to play Butterfly.
Yes, dude.
Oh my God.
The shift.
Was that your idea? It's my favorite idea that anybody's ever had.
I met that guy at his hottest at Ozfest backstage.
You have to describe it that way.
He was his hottest. Well, I'm saying because
he was almost a poor man's Mark McGrath.
He's such a fucking mess, dude. He's a mess. So, anyway, Mike Kelta puts a thing up now. Oh, I saw that Mike Kelta made the small picture. So
what did he put it up on social media, Mike Kelta?
Yes, but let me say I saw.
I'm just giving a fucking cue for our production team to pull it up.
Sure.
On the fucking screen so we could see what he's talking about while he says it.
I only saw the small picture, so I knew it was a boxing poster. I didn't know that he wrote the Barry Stock, Big J. Okerson wants to punch you in your fucking face. So what when we go on the air the next day, Bobby tells me about that Barry Stock wrote back to that, and he wrote like...
We could see it, probably.
Yeah, he says like, is that... It's funny, he goes, man, I got under that guy's skin so much, I haven't thought about that fat ass since that day, for a second after that day. And I'm like, whoa, dude, really throwing smoke for me just kind of telling the story, you know what I mean? I'm like, what is it? Now I didn't see that Calton wrote Big Jokerson was a punch in your fucking face.
Yeah.
Before I figured that out, I told him to bring up a picture of his wife and called her a pig a bunch.
No.
Yeah, which, you know, listen, at the end of the day, I stand by the sentiment, although I did say, all right, I shouldn't have done it about his wife. But I'm like, yo, let me beat you up at Skankfest for sure. But yeah, he wrote back. He was like, yeah, fat. He came back like aggressive, so... Maybe.
All right, let's take a quick moment to thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show.
Thank you.
Love YoKratom. They support everything we do. Supporters of Skankfest. Skankfest tickets on sale, by the way, April 10th, skankfest.com.
I'm just a man looking at a Kratom company and saying I love you.
If you guys are a fan of Kratom, you're over the age of 21 years old, and you're in the market for Kratom, get it at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Mm-hmm.
Jay's done a lot of
Kratom. Jay's falling apart here. He's just making noises into the microphone at this point. I don't know what's happening. He's sneezing.
No, I said I love Yo Kratom, and I started doing a whole makeout session with him. That was the joke.
I don't know what's happening.
I feel like
you're
not getting it.
I feel like you two hate each other, and I'm just the awkward kid in the middle.
Take this wine.
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Make sure you go there, support them, because they support everything.
Oh, man. It's not your fault, Dave.
I'm going to have to live with Jay on the weekends.
It's not your fault, Dave. Me and your Lewis just aren't getting along right now.
Let's get back into the show.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the bio for 3 Days Grace, it says
like
Christian rock band. Isn't that pretty crazy?
3 Days Grace?
Yeah.
He is at the power of Christ behind him.
The power of Christ compels him.
I don't know if you're... I think you're...
I'm telling you.
POD was one.
He's 3 years older than me. He ain't a small guy at all. So it'll be a thing.
Would you...
But I think I knocked this guy unconscious.
If Barry Stock...
That'd be sick.
Let me say something.
Sure.
You have no idea if Barry Stock... Like, if he's... trained.
It's really going to put a bummer on Skankfest if he just beats the shit out of you.
You are fucked.
That's actually the funniest outcome.
Sort of, not for our fans. I don't think that they're going to cheer and be like, hilarious, Jay's dead.
Oh, you think he's going to murder me?
Dude, if he's a big guy.
Throw the damn towel.
Dude, he was a big guy.
You stop this fight, I'll kill you.
What were you going to say, Paco?
Are you sure it was on Twitter? Because we can't find that.
On
Instagram, I think, maybe. It was Instagram.
You didn't check the other fucking...
We've searched so many different things.
Mike Calta's Instagram?
Yeah. The moral of the story is he remembered...
Do you think he had his PR team to take it down?
Incident.
His Puerto Rican team?
Well, here's the thing.
It seems like it.
When he goes, I haven't thought about that fat ass since then, I was like, he does remember, though.
Yeah. Good.
When he said fat ass, I'm like... He remembers.
He knows who I am.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, this guy remembers.
He's sitting in a room full of Legion of Skanks memorabilia crossed out. Who? I apparently no, he was maybe
a spider crawling across his face.
I guess.
He was maybe 6'5". He looked like to be in pretty good shape, and he stared the three of us down without a fear in the world. Jay, I'm not positive this is a winnable fight for you. This is not an easy fight.
He was ready to go.
I would say for a tune-up, maybe Harrington.
I can't hit Harrington with everything.
You can hit Harrington at half that speed and see how you can go.
All right. Gun in the butt.
Gun in the butt, Barry Stock. Loser gun in the butt. You're going to get beat up by Barry Stock and then,
and then he fucks my ass with a gun.
I brought my own gun.
He won't do that because he doesn't believe in homosexuality because they're a Christian band.
Dude, I will say his people. After that whole thing went down and we didn't fight, they had an attitude, which also was infuriating us, where they were like, I'll be honest with you guys, they're like, he's not the guy. Like, you really didn't want to get into a fight with him. And we were like, there's three of us.
We're not the guys.
We would have stomped him unconscious.
We're not like, the guys. We made a bunch of merch that makes no sense on this boat anymore.
Where was the rest of his band?
We made outdated merch.
We made merch for no reason, dude. First of all, even if it was just merch that said Legion of Skanks, nobody was buying it. I'll tell it real quick because we have told it before. But so on the boat, we came the first year.
You thought you were going to be better received than you were.
We came the first year.
I don't know this. I want to hear this part.
We came the first year, and we didn't realize this at the time, but they have crews. And what they do is they pick up the crews in like different like areas. So sometimes the crews will be from like Europe. Sometimes the crews will be from like
Indonesia.
Asia, Indonesia, Mexico. It just depends on the time.
If you've never been on a cruise ship before, the crews are, they give you a real, like,
C-R-E-W-S, the crews on the cruise.
Yeah, they give you, like, the people who work there have a real, like, happy slave energy about them. Like, they're really thrilled to be there, but you know some horrible abusive shit is happening to them at the bottom of the boat.
Sure, they're not allowed to leave their cabin when they're not working.
You haven't lived until you've seen two Indonesian guys serving drinks in a fucking goofy butler suit. Getting down to Limp Bizkit.
It's so funny because this is like 2016, 2015, maybe even before that,
no,
right?
It's definitely so well before.
This is before the pandemic.
Years
before the pandemic. But they were on the cruise ships.
They thought they could just breathe on.
Listen,
people.
If one person gets sick, everyone gets sick on a cruise ship, right? Yeah. So they had at every like room, every restaurant, they would have a person with hand sanitizer, and they would spray your hands, and you would go into the area, and it's just how they sort of control germs on a cruise ship, right? And what they would do is they had all these Indonesian workers, these cute little girls, and they'd go, happy, happy, washy, washy. And we go like, oh, hell
and
yeah.
They squirt in your hand.
And then you're like, that's hilarious. Happy. And then the whole joke with everybody on the cruise ship was happy, happy, washy,
washy. When we would get on stage, every one of us made a joke about happy, happy, washy,
washy. Yeah,
everyone
loved it. It was a hilarious bit for everybody on the cruise ship.
Oh, you made this.
So we printed merch for the next year. We came back the next year. We're like, dude, we're not making much money on this, but here it is, dude. Let's get 350 happy, happy, washy, washy t-shirts.
Legion of Skanks on the front. On the back, happy, happy, washy, washy. Legionofskanks.com.
If you have that shirt out there, they exist. There's a few people out there with them.
I had one for a long time, so it just wore out. But we had those shirts. The funniest, one of my hardest laughs in the world.
Well, we just reprint them right now.
When we went on that cruise,
we should.
And not one person that they'd squirt the stuff in your hands, but they didn't say the things. And then Louis, by the 50th.
Yeah, not only that, it wasn't even Indonesians. That was like Swedish girls. And we're like, what's going on? We have all these shirts. We just spent literally like $1,000 that we didn't have to pre-purchase these shirts and bring them on the boat.
They go, bring merch because merch sells on this thing.
Listen to me. If there's one thing, you'll sell merch, especially if you have a fun slogan.
When we walked in there and they went, and Louis, it was probably like the 15th thing we walked through to get our hands where, and Louis goes, they squirt his hands and he goes, happy, happy, washy, washy. And she goes, oh, yes, yes. And he goes, you got to say it. And it was just, man, that shirt made no sense that year. It was not the thing that year for some reason.
Nobody got it.
There wasn't,
we sold 13 shirts.
You couldn't walk 15 feet without hearing that because every room switch, someone was there to do that and say happy, happy, washy, washy. It never happened again.
Those are sitting in a thrift shop right now for sure, 300 of those.
I hope.
Just give them to homeless people.
They're in a thrift shop.
There's like a bunch of black people in Detroit are walking the streets with happy, happy, washy, washy.
Child soldiers.
Yeah. What does that mean? Whatever it mean, motherfucker. Happy, happy, washy, washy. So long story short, I'm going to knock unconscious or get my fucking shit pushed in.
If Barry Stock really legitimately came and said, I'll come to Skankfest and I'll fight you at Skankfest, would you do it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think of why I wouldn't. I mean, I could tell you reasons why I shouldn't. But
can you pull up Barry Stock? Yeah, can we get a visual on what he looks like and how big he is?
And we need a visual.
Maybe
now.
Some stats. Like, you know, anything, guys? Production team in the booth?
Has the last decade been harsh on him?
So Harrington said he's 6'2", 225.
Okay.
I felt like he was taller.
You're taller than 6'2". No.
He's 6'3".
You shrink a little bit as you get older.
All right. Do you have a picture of him?
I have no idea what this man looks like.
Get a visualization on him? Why not? It is a visual podcast. We do have a computer.
Yeah. We do have a visual element to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he looks like now.
I mean, that that's guitar looks tiny in his hands. I don't know if that's a electric ukulele or what.
He looks like the bad guy from The Highlander.
Look, dude, I'll set it up.
Yeah, that's now.
Not impressed.
Me either.
Oh, you could take that guy. If I saw you standing next to that guy, I'd be like, oh, just get a fucking
Jake, he looks like your goal look.
Yeah. I'm going to beat him up and then take that sick jacket.
He looks like you after you've been walking the earth for years on a curse.
I can't die.
That's The Last of Us, Big Jay Oakerson.
I would say just yes to that. I mean, as hilarious an old man at 45-year-old reasons, I'm like, I guess if a doctor said, do not dare do that, I wouldn't. But if he was like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't think
get your shit together and you should do it. And I go, I would try. Oh, yeah.
Jay's looking for the doctor to say now. He's like, so I probably shouldn't do it. Right,
it would
doctor?
Be fun. I'll tell you what.
You want to fight? Go fight.
I know myself.
I think every man should challenge himself at one point.
I know myself that I am walking that thing that I'm going to feel a lot more of negative feelings if the doctor goes, no, if you just train, you could do this for sure. I go, shit.
Fuck me, dude.
All right, I got to do it now.
Listen, every man...
I still don't think that I can't. It's not that I don't think I can do it. I'm just like, oh, I really would have had an out to be like, doctor says I could die. He's like, nah, you'll be fine. Shit.
The doctor's like, every man should challenge himself.
One time to exact justice on a man who did him dirty on the high seas. Maritime law states you owe him one ass whoop.
Jason, every man dies, but does every man truly live?
He says, if it is this justice that you seek, you will find redemption in the light of victory at Ellis Mania, Skankfest Vegas.
It should be outside in a place where people are getting married 10 feet away, and they will regret the marriage.
Oh, dude. Now,
Paco, let me
an Australian
one of those,
tattooed head guy should call this.
Dude, I hope we can do fights at Skankfest. And we haven't announced anything for officially.
Oh, shit, we can't even do fights this year?
I don't know yet.
Shit, that sucks. Because I'll tell you what, I was going to fucking tune this asshole up.
Thank you.
This guy was about to meet two of my friends, Thunder and Lightning.
So give it to me straight, Doc. I probably shouldn't fight, right? I'm 45 years old.
Let's be honest. 51-49, I shouldn't.
Dude, that guy was going to meet two of Jay's friends. Badly tattooed logo and badly tattooed logo.
Badly tattooed logo and fixed as good as you can, logo.
You know, Mr. Oakerson, I don't really see any reason why you shouldn't fight.
Clean bill of health.
In every single
expires.
Way, this could be nothing but good for you.
He goes,
I now want the justice you seek.
I prescribe you running the ropes.
If you were to train for 3-4 months and then get knocked unconscious, it's a net benefit for your health. So I'd say, just go for it.
He goes, son, go for it. I'll be there watching.
Does this mean you will take up jogging?
You go to your family, you're like, Isabella, I probably shouldn't do this, right?
She goes, oh, Dad, it'd be so cool to watch you fight this guy and really kick his ass.
Dude, he's a Christian.
You don't talk to my papa like that. I go, yeah. Yeah. You do. I should do
this,
right?
As a Jew, you should beat up every Christian rocker.
I mean, I speak always in pretty full disclosure, and I will say, during the training process, I will doubt myself a lot. But just gut instinct is, I could end this quick.
Do you know what you gotta do? You gotta do
well, if you start doubting yourself too much, just pull out of the fight like Lewis did.
Wow.
Yeah, that is easy enough.
First of all, they
I canceled. Always pick an
I really wish I didn't pull out of the fight because they canceled Ellis Mania anyway. I should have talked deep shit right up until
you go,
the last
I'm gonna
minute.
Beat you with a bad wheel. Oh shit! No tickets,
Doggy. Yeah, I.
Oh, is that why you guys are friends again?
Why?
Fight was
they
never canceled
Ellis
anyway.
Mania? Yeah.
No, we ended up...
No, you're friends again because you guys saw each other in L.A. and then it was just like, what are you guys...
They're friends.
Oh, man, the place of fraudulent friendships?
They're friends again because I called them both...
That's hilarious. He goes, he meditated in L.A., the place of fraudulent friendships.
I had them both for separate reasons booked to be at the same place. Because I knew when they... Jason is a fucking doll of a
wait,
dude.
Wait, what is it? Are you just calling two of your friends just massive Moes?
I just... It was... No, but you know when Lewis guys are buddies, I was like, they're going to see each other and it'll be not a weird for 30 seconds.
I wasn't mad that I was injured.
Well, also,
I was...
Ellis, I don't know that well, but
Ellis had literally an hour where he was pissed. And he let it go out on social media instead of just like fucking me, like, all right, what, you know.
Calling you a bitch.
I think he was wrong for the way he reacted in the situation. But both you, I think, and Jason, I know you a lot better, obviously. But both of you guys can, I think, fly off the handle a little bit and be kind of hot-headed. But you're also both very chill, nice people in life. And once you guys saw each other at a green room in the Comedy Store, it's not like... It's not like you guys were going to, like, get into a thing. It was just like...
I invited him to open up for me in San Diego.
What kind of crazy person would do that at the Comedy Store with Kurt Metzger there? It's just not the type of thing Lewis is capable of.
All right, I could have gone one or two.
No, I had Jason open up for me in San Diego this weekend. It was really fun. I ended up getting
my
hotel.
Was that you sort of big-dogging him? Just to let him know just where how things sit?
Well, what I ended up big-dogging him was I ended up getting him a hotel, and I
shortchanged him. Now we're even.
Dude, I fucking got him a hotel on the border of fucking... Mexico?
I got him a hotel, same one I was at.
You didn't get him the hotel. The club got him the hotel.
No, I do.
Oh, you did?
And Kim Congdon.
Damn.
You made them share
a
room?
Same room.
I made them share a room. I got them two rooms, but they didn't use both, if you know what I mean. Bam. Slap. Damn. Booty. Bang.
Forts.
I feel bad for Kim. She had to deal with fucking Jason Ellis' big fat cock.
Man,
I feel bad for girls who have to deal with big dicks.
Man, yeah. Sucks poor gals.
Sorry, ladies, about those big dicks out there.
Poor gals.
Come on, girl. You need a man like
me. Wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah, Jason Ellis does Mr. T's speech from Rocky III.
Hey, boy. Why don't you go with my palm later? See what a real man like.
He has an Australian accent.
Hmm?
He has an Australian accent.
I was a Mr. T.
I know. I was saying Jason doing that speech, though.
Oh. Oh, you come back in my flat, lady. You see what a real man is.
I was trying to point guard you.
Thank you.
There you go. So let me point guard, dude.
You did good.
Sometimes let me just throw
anyway, yeah. Fucking short answer, I'll fuck up Barry Stock. As long as the doctor says it's okay.
All right. Well, that's the thing we have to, because Ellis Manning got canceled because I understand, my understanding.
Did you just go hardcore Brooklyn accent?
Because. Now, I was eating a hot dog with you earlier, and I heard it this at a thing.
Hey, my grandmother's childless sister. What else were you saying?
So, no, I heard. I think my understanding was because they changed the, like, they're much more strict in Vegas now. They did some sort of, like, boxing charity event for, like, some college, and somebody died. So now even finally, these, like, little shits.
Ah, one fucking guy ruins it for everyone.
Yeah. So.
What a faggot that dead retard is.
So I think we have to.
They're going
to
cancel practice. They're worried I was going to kill Barry Stock. You get away this time, Barry Stock. They're worried I was. The city of Vegas thought I was going to murder you in that ring.
But I think we have to, like, go through more red tape in order to
now,
do
shit,
that.
So it still could happen?
It still could happen. We're trying to make it happen.
Ah, fuck. I called his wife a pig. So much.
Have his guitar come down from the ceiling and you play his song.
By the way,
victory dance.
I don't think I ever said she wasn't a pig. I just said that I shouldn't have called her a pig, but the damage is done.
Pull her up. Can I see her? Is she a pig? If you don't pull up a picture of a pig, it won't be funny.
But then
to
also
be fair,
immediately
put this in post.
After.
Just pull a picture of a pig.
Just put a picture of a pig. Edit this all out. Hey, can you pull up a picture of Barry Stock's wife? I want to see what she looks like. I want to see if Jay was being accurate.
Real quick. By the way, if you don't Google pig in a wig.
Oh, look at that pig.
It's got to be a female pig.
Pig in a wig. Pig in a wig.
No, you idiot.
God damn it.
Do you not know how to do that?
But by the way, that is the picture I went to work on, if you were wondering.
How the fuck?
Do you think
all of that, they not just pull up
it's
a picture
crazy,
of Miss
dude.
Piggy?
It's crazy, dude. A pig in
Miss
a wig.
Piggy exists.
Yeah, I think
like,
pig
that
in
is
a wig,
an actual.
I think there's a pig in a woman's wig.
Of sure, of course there is. But if you're just.
That's not a pig in a wig.
That is not a pig in a wig.
That's a picture of Babe.
It's a picture of Babe, a male pig.
Yeah. Did you look up pig in a
that
wig?
That was Jelly Roll before the tattoos.
Babe.
What are you doing?
A pig, a male pig.
Ray, a drop of golden
Wayne's
sun.
Wayne's gay boyfriend.
Hold on, another producer has come out of the back room to come in here to yell at somebody.
Yeah, you know, call on the lefty.
Jesus Christ.
Chris, I needed you and Dave to laugh more at that as sports guys.
Sorry,
I gave it a chuckle.
Oh, there's Barry Sox's wife. Good job. Come on, they stink.
There really wasn't just a pig. We
Bobby and Alex
are
gone. You
can obviously find.
And we have Jorge and fucking Paco, and this is the B team.
Neither of them legal.
Alex's baby is ruining this show.
I hate her. What's your baby's name again?
Aura.
Aura. Oral. Aura? Aura L. Harrington.
You're really going with just
it's Oral Harrington.
Her name's Pizzazz Slutsky.
Her name is Aura.
Oral Harrington.
Aura Lauren Harrington. Or Oral.
You know that's a...
Her name's Deborah Penetration.
You know that's like a real Polish name, Slutsky.
No, is it really?
Dude, I've been blown by a girl whose last name was Slutsky.
Well, I assume all
she
of course
was a Slutsky.
Of course she was.
Obviously, she had to blow you.
Hey, you
I was blown by a girl named Horrington. Michelle Horrington. It's an alternative universe female Michael Harrington. Jewish, Eastern, Ashkenazi.
Cut that out and put in the thing post.
We got it. Slutsky.
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 How do they get that up so quick?
Can we shift gears for a second?
Yeah. Wait, was there really no pig in a wig?
Doesn't exist.
Like it you Google pig in a wig,
Google,
and click
image, and what comes up?
I couldn't believe that.
Like there's a pig in a wig. There's probably a duck in a truck. The anything that rhymes exists.
Oh, it's a little
no,
kid's
no, no.
Book.
But listen, let's say you scroll down a little bit. Keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a pig in a wig.
By the
way, there we go.
There was already one. Keep going.
There's an Irish one. Clearly,
three. I mean, the red is. Come on.
How were we asking for it for so long and you didn't Google it and click image?
And didn't scroll down twice.
Stupid. Who is in charge? Is that really who is it?
Taking it out on you, but they're really bad.
That's you, really?
Grace.
Is that really you?
There was a pig in a wig the whole time.
I don't believe that was Paco. That had to be Jorge. Paco, that was you. Can you hit yourself? Please? Thank you.
Flog yourself. Treat yourself like a dirty bitch.
Paco, put your finger in your own ass right now and suck on your fingertip.
Can we all acknowledge how quickly
Paco,
he got his top on the
finger
Paco,
fuck your ass.
Finger your ass.
Oh, no,
and
don't
suck
do
your
that.
Finger.
Finger your ass.
No,
and
he's
got to
suck on. He's
got to
touch all the equipment.
Shut up, dude. Stop being gay, Dave.
You don't have to, Dave.
Suck on your finger now.
That's true.
Oh, now go wash your hands.
Now wash your hands, you piece of shit. You love it. He likes to be talked to like that.
Oh, it tastes like a shit.
I highly doubt he really put his finger up his ass.
He probably did a thing where you're like, yum.
Classic.
That's a thing. Classic.
I don't think that's what he... So you're saying he fingered his ass
wrong thing? Why is that what you would do?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
What an example you gave. Paco, there's no way.
Paco, question. Be honest.
Did you
fake fingering your ass and then suck your finger, or did you finger your ass and then suck a different finger?
That one. Fingered my ass and sucked a different finger.
Told you. But why?
Gotta fake the ass finger, too, though. Because if I'm going to do one, I may as well do both.
Hell yeah, doggy. Real ass dude of the week.
And it just seems like you kind of wanted to finger your ass because there was no one checking.
He, of course, wanted to finger his ass.
Also, his logic makes no sense. If you're going to do one, you might as well do both.
He didn't do both. Yeah.
You did
both. None of that made sense.
You did the... Each one.
What is your problem
thing.
Today, dude?
Just no, that was more retarded than not finding a pig in a
Sorry, dude. I'm training.
Let him be. Dude, Barry Stock's in your head right now, dude. Jace, but you went pale since it seemed like it's a reality, like this fight could happen.
Honestly?
Dude, there's no way you can't beat that guy in a fight.
Paco, you have fingery asshole
you
fingers.
You have ass
dude.
Fingers. Yeah, get out of here, ass fingers.
Thank God damn it.
What is happening?
Yo, you're so bad at producing podcasts. If you didn't rape that girl, you'd just be making YouTube videos still.
We simply stopped calling you out for that.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. That's why it's a pre-record. can we watch the CeeLo Green thing? Because I...
Oh, no. Can we talk about Roiland first?
We could do whatever you want, buddy.
Buddy,
he got me 45 more minutes. Do whatever you want.
Why are you counting down the minutes, dude?
I've been doing podcasts since 10 a.m.
Why don't you fucking pick and choose whose podcast you did?
Lotus, it's not a big deal. We got 44 more minutes.
Are you garbage? Tom Poppin, Fortune Feimster, Laugh Button.
Yeah, dude. I'm sure the Fortune Feimster and Laugh Button podcasts really did a lot for your fucking special.
Ouch. What a weird thing to just say out of nowhere.
Yeah, Papa, I'm coming.
No one's going to watch.
I'll fight Papa, Ed.
No one's going to watch this bullshit.
Normally does pretty good. Your episode's probably going to be a dud, though.
You'll fight Tom Papa? Don't you dare say
I'll
that,
I'll fight
dude.
Tom Papa and Fortune Feimster at the same time.
Yo, those guys will tune your ass up.
Let's go. I'm ready. No, it's not a knock on your special. It's a knock on Fortune Feimster, Tom Papa, and Laugh Button.
Are You Garbage probably moved the needle.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. Did you get what I'm saying?
You know what I love about Fortune Feimster?
She looks like Zach.
She looks like Zach Amico. No, I don't know why. It's just such a hilarious thing that you worry about with a gay comedian. I assumed she was like woke and not liking
she's
comedy.
She's not, either. Though. She's not, there.
Dude. She fucking rules.
Yeah.
She's actually, she's a fucking super cool dude. Fortune 500 rules. I love
you get an accent on
it was my bullshit. It was like my bullshit. I loved it. Like yeah. I had her pegged wrong. I'm like,
the,
oh,
the
she's
gays
fucking cool
are a
shit.
Lot cooler than their representatives.
Yeah, dude, she's great. she did Bert Kreischer's tour last year with me. Yeah, she was awesome, dude. She's fucking hilarious and great.
All right, dude. Sorry, I was kidding.
Just so you know, trans people. Trans no, people.
Just remember that next time.
There's also the podcast. Lewis also trans people are people.
You know, I never said they weren't.
No, but you implied a lot.
I said they were damaged, psychotic people.
Right.
But people, well, nonetheless.
People, yeah, people nonetheless.
Still people.
Nonetheless.
Listen, the bottom barrel of people, but people.
Look, people are people.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is, of course, Yo Delta, YoDelta.com.
I say $2,000 bet that Jay knocks out Barry Stock from Christian rock band 3 Days Grace.
You know,
Canadian Christian rock band.
Yo Delta Vampire, you always seem to agree with Jay. It's
no, weird. I'm a fan. That guy knows how to turn a joke, you know?
He does, undeniably. It's just I can't remember you ever taking the opposite side of an issue or seeing you two in the same place at the same time.
No, there was that one time you said he was wrong, and I was like, he sort of is, Dave, you're right. He sort of is. But also see his perspective, I told you. And you guys met in the middle.
Well, what I know you can meet in the middle on is we can all agree that the best Delta 8 products are available at YoDelta.com.
Vapes, gummies, I say meet in the middle, a little bit of both.
Why not try to vape your gummies?
Vape your gummies.
You can try. There's no law saying you can't try.
The science
in the majority of states, in some states, there
the
are laws.
The science is not in yet. You'll be the science.
By the way, check your state laws because that actually there might be a law about that. But in the majority of states,
yes.
Delta 8 is legal and it can legally be shipped to you. If you want to get high, you just go to YoDelta.com,
why not do
order
it
some
legal?
Gummies and vapes.
Don't melt down gummies and boot them. It probably will do bad in your veins.
Why not do it legally? Why not do it cheaper? Why not do it more efficiently?
Why not do it more often? Am I right? Eh?
Boom.
Hey, that's a winky joke to a married guy. Why not do it more often, right? King, king.
Save 25% off with the promo code GAS when you go to YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com is a website. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Roiland, what is? Can you pull up his statement? So apparently he was cleared of domestic charges or domestic abuse charges.
I didn't
right?
know he had those.
No, he had domestic abuse. That was a whole. This is what it all came off of, dude.
Legally, now he's going to do every voice for.
What
Rick
happened
and Morty.
With the girl? I thought there was an underage girl thing.
So he got.
I think they flog her publicly.
So
is what happens. Yeah.
He got fired off his own show. Right.
No, did he get fired?
Yeah,
yes.
He did.
Are you
get
kidding
fired,
me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, more than that.
You're right.
Did you just stop paying attention to the Roiland chant? I didn't even watch the show.
I did love it.
We started chanting Roiland, and then Jay just stopped paying attention to whatever we were talking about.
Well, I'm like, if I chanted his name, I just gotta believe in him. So we've already chanted his name. That's on record. Now I just gotta believe he's good.
He was fired. It was a whole thing.
Was he fired because of these charges, or was he fired because
of,
like...
Yes, the charge. All right, here's what happened. The charges. Here's the timeline. The charges came out, and then while the charges came out, and it was like, oh my God, are they gonna fire him? A bunch of other chicks online came out being like, yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit. And there are a bunch of DMs between him and some underage fans.
Yeah, also
now,
he
most
likes
of
to
the
do
time,
Asian
but most of those
accents.
Fine, most of those times that he was talking to underage fans.
Hilarious.
He was being funny.
Yeah.
I always stand by funny. So funny first. So that's all
and
I
And nothing gets fucking teenage pussy wetter than funny.
Yeah, what do you mean by being funny? Like, imagine we fucked.
No.
He was, do you know what would be stupid as shit we fuck? It's like illegal in so many places.
No. He was doing bad. Chinese voice in the DMs.
It is pretty great. Oh, you want to suck on my dick?
Is that like sucky, raggy, raggy?
Drunk and like just like, but it wasn't. He wasn't like trying to hook up with fans, right? If I'm not,
I don't. I don't know the details of it.
Lewis, you said something on one of these episodes that I thought was so astute. On this was that
real astute,
real astute. Yes. No. It was
this guy.
Those good. Because Dan Harmon had a weird thing come at him. It's a weird world. It's a weird world when your like life's work is a cartoon. Even if it's for an adult cartoon, an adult cartoon, core audience is like probably 15 to 21 still. So it's like when that's your core audience, he goes, that's what you're drawing. Like these guys are having conversations with 16-year-old reaching out to him. And he pointed out, he goes, you make a cartoon for a living, so the people that are excited to meet you are like children.
So I don't think
Rick and Morty's been going on for a while, so there's some 30-year-olds clinging on to it. Yeah.
No, but I think it's funny.
You can get age-appropriate pussy, for sure, but I'm saying there's always a 16-year-old who thinks you're a god.
And yeah, so I don't know if I'm not mistaken, hot. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that he said any. I don't think he was trying to hook up with any of these girls. If I'm not mistaken,
he said a couple of weirdly sexual things.
It was just weird. It was just some inappropriate shit, right? So, but this, he got accused. It all started because he was accused of like fucking domestic abuse, kidnapping his girlfriend.
That was the big one, yeah.
That was it. So that's why he got fired.
So does he have a huge lawsuit now?
You think with
no, it's gone.
They got the biggest.
That's what this was.
No,
I'm saying
his charges got dismissed. I'm saying, does he have a big lawsuit now because he got fired?
Against Adult Swim?
Over something.
He's going to get paid either way.
He's not a head writer anymore. I guarantee he still owns part of the property or whatever.
He's half of the team of the largest order for a cartoon ever in cartoon history. You know what I mean? So it's like he's
no, I'm not even making the point of whether the guy's been successful and made money. I'm just wondering. I don't know. I'm not a fucking
lawyer. Way more than when Wimpy ordered all defamation.
I don't know. Now, maybe against her,
just
but
about
not,
women
not against,
in general.
Not against.
Not the company for firing.
Not the company. No, because I'm sure when you sign these things, right? This is when you work at SiriusXM or any of these things. You're essentially signing away anything for anything that they say. Hey, we want to fire you for because it can be deemed inappropriate.
No, that's not completely true. There's lawsuits you can win for wrongful like termination. And
people
shit like that.
Get
that's not true.
All those times, there's
not for
we were
like
just
being accused, not for being accused of some shit. The reason I don't believe if you're accused of some shit, most of the time they just cut ties and there's no lawsuit there. It's that's just that they go, you're fucking. We're not dealing with this.
Bobby Kelly on the Bonfire this week just found that the word slope is racist. So I think they're gonna overlook it though.
Bobby just hates hills. He's like, dude, I can't do it. No slopes.
It's pretty good.
All right. I liked it a lot.
Is slopes? Is that an Asian slur?
Yeah. Oh, you're so Canadian.
I got it.
You're so Canadian. So you know, Canadian is also a slur for black people. Yeah. Did you know that?
Did you not know that?
Stop it.
Swear to God, you didn't know that.
Yeah, we would just call them Canadians because everyone thinks it's okay to hate Canadians. Yeah.
So did you really not know that?
Fucking Canadians.
No. Is that like a Kumia show thing?
Nope.
No, it's even bigger than that.
No, it certainly is.
Okay, I mean, yes.
Is that true? There's going to be a little Canadians.
It certainly perpetuated it.
Hold on.
But is that where you go? You go, there's going to be some Canadians that are in that area.
It's not where I go. It's just one of
Is that what you specifically, Jay?
No.
Boxing champion.
No, we all know that. It's a stupid Dago thing.
No, look, we don't say there's going to be some Canadians there, but if someone says there's going to be some Canadians there,
you know what they mean.
You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. He's not wrong. Dude, I've never used the term Canadians for black people myself, but I have, in fact, had someone say it to me, and I go, gotcha.
Loud and clear.
I usually understand.
Hey, Jay, it's going to be a couple Canadians taking your wife for a spin. Loud and clear.
Under his eye.
I gotcha.
I say Canadians.
Wait in the garage. Loud. Gotcha.
So,
saying it without saying it.
So, so Justin Roiland, they dropped the charges, which also, by the way, doesn't necessarily mean he didn't do it. It just means they don't have evidence, or that he paid this bitch off,
or he gave her money.
Which I would do if I had enough money to.
Is it a girlfriend or a wife?
I think it was a girlfriend, maybe. I don't know.
That's what Trump tried. Now he's fucking. He's doing the time for that potentially.
Did he get arrested?
Well, did they?
They're talking about it, but every other guy who paid out a prostitute's hoping to God he don't.
I thought Tuesday was.
You
didn't
get paid. You get time for paying a prostitute.
That's what the whole thing is, right?
No. But it's like a real technicality. I think what they're getting him for is like. They're saying it was like a business expense and he misled like embezzlement. On his
that is a
expenses.
Baller move trying to write off your prostitute payments.
You can't do that?
I bet that's done so much.
For massage? Course, yeah. I think massage is
massage, party, entertainment.
For sure, you can do that. For sure as a comedian.
Guys, you can do that. Shut the fuck up.
100% for a touring performing comedian, you could expense a massage hand job for sure.
Yeah, but no, the issue isn't that he wasn't expensing the hooker. It was the money to keep her quiet. Yeah. Right?
No. So the actual thing was, it's this weird thing where, so Trump said he paid Stormy Daniels to keep quiet, but there's a New York State statute. It's not a federal statute. And the actual thing is that if the money was to affect the outcome of the election, it's a problem in New York
State. Oh, so they are getting them on some campaign finance?
It's only a New York State thing. It's the first time it's ever been tried.
Okay.
And it's a fucking weird thing because it's like, I'm fucking hammered. This is my second podcast.
No, can we explain this slower and less funny?
All right, I'm sorry.
Can we?
Also, you know Dave knows it better too, right?
So, yeah. That's actually not true.
No, I don't know this better.
It's a rare occasion.
Well, either way, whatever. Something to do with paying off prostitutes. Yeah. And there's definitely a few guys that probably did the same thing that are like, God
damn it. That's actually the point. You should be able to pay off prostitutes so you don't have to fucking kill them. What are we talking about?
Less dead bodies.
The price of a prostitute should be your payment for them to shut up.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. Like,
folks,
that's why people go to-
I call them Kniggians.
Idealist.
Do you remember when, do you guys, Dave Lewis, do you guys remember when we interviewed a girl comedian years ago who said she was like a high paid prostitute?
Yes. Oh, remember when she lied?
And then she told us that her price was $400 and some, which I'm like, it's not high paid. It's more than like trash, but it's.
She was like, I was an upscale prostitute,
dude. And then she goes, I said,
I used to drive girls to that job. It's a pretty dangerous fucking job. And she goes, no, I was super safe about it. And I said, why? She goes, well, all the things I
no
made
Canadians.
The guys do, she goes, all the guys that, what I made the guys go through. And me, Lewis, and Dave were like, okay, tell us the whole point of a whore you're paying for is we almost made the example. That's why. Elliot Spitzer was known as, was it Nine? Client Nine or something? Yeah. Because, like, it's the whole thing that's supposed to be sort of anonymous and not, like, out there.
So, no, but can I say this? Mm-hmm. And now I'm a little bit older and I have been with high-end prostitutes. She wasn't exactly wrong with what she was saying. Let me say this. I'm giving you my perspective.
Okay.
So she goes, she was like, oh, I would make them I would make them validate who they are with either their job or...
I'm
like,
I'm with Jay on that. Okay, next. Not a chance.
But no, they do, though. I'm telling you, they do.
You're right. If you were a construction worker, what do you care?
No, it's not a construction worker. They will make
you give them.
I'm not wrong. A high-end prostitute will make you give you their job. They'll make you your verify your profile, make you contact other prostitutes that you've been with. That's the way they do it. High-end, they do.
She goes to a different
deposit. I'm telling you.
Deposit.
They do, and Lewis does.
A deposit.
I've been with a prostitute that's a high prostitute.
Jay, it doesn't sound like he's guessing.
I'm telling you. I'm agreeing that happens,
but I'm also agreeing that
a lot of guys will freak out, but the thing is they're not trying to get you. They're trying to make sure that you're not a cop. They're not trying to make sure you're not
a fucking rapist.
They're trying to not die. So that's like, and once you understand that, you're not going like, oh, I'm worried about them contacting my job. They're not going to be like, hey, just so you know, your employee's with a hooker. What a weird conversation.
Okay, but
that
back
would be.
This up though. Where
but
you
she,
go?
But I will say, we did make fun of her right to her face. We laughed and cackled and said, "You're a lying bitch."
Where's also?
And she wasn't.
She said
wrong.
She was $450, which no one for that price is going to go. Here's my work number. Call and ask if I'm in.
Yeah, for 400
video. Call my boss.
But I swear to you, that was also what she said her vetting process was.
She wants
and we
work
all, and we also said, you can call your buddy and say, like, hey, I'm going to give you your number. Answer the phone and say, he's not in right now. He's home today. Do you know what I mean? Like, what does he look like? And then just describe me if she calls. Like, it's just too easy of a thing
to be.
Yeah, but
so that girl in that case, we go, yeah, this guy's kind of shady. I'm not gonna do it. Like,
even necessarily. Hold on. Like, they might also just realize that you have a friend. You understand that, like, makes you less.
I'm just letting you know,
high-end prostitutes will make you
verify who you are, and usually it's through LinkedIn. At this point, it's LinkedIn. She was 16 or 17 at the time, this girl, right? There was no LinkedIn at the time, so the way they would do it is they would call your job and make sure you're saying who you really are, right? They have to ask you by name.
She's 19 now, just so everybody knows.
But what does asking someone's name do? You could say, you know a person who works at that job. That's the most you need to trick that system up.
I mean, let's move on because
it's not foolproof.
Obviously, none of it's
all
foolproof.
I'm saying to you is that you go, your thing is that, like, there's a 1 in 100 chance you ruin my life with this info. And she's saying there's a 1 in 100 chance that you, like, rob me or beat me
and murder me. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but you go,
that's
the
trade-off.
We're at a standstill.
But you both go, you know what? She goes, I want the 450. I want the pussy. Yeah, dude.
Here's you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, that I mean, that's literally the process.
But after you show her all your stuff, she can still.
It's only low end hookers, like $200 an hour hookers, that are like, I fuck anybody. Let's go.
I would never give my job.
I'm actually with Jay on
now, so you might be right. As far as maybe coming to you, them coming to you might be a different thing. Going to a place.
I thought about the thing since.
Because whatchamacallit, that wasn't going to his house. He was going to a place.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I think that's what it was. He was number nine at a place he went to. No, I think at a place you go
to. Fake mustache?
I think at a place
Spitzer,
you go to.
It was a hotel. Yeah.
I think a place you go to. Like, is less worried to get all your information because you're going there.
They're afraid
if a girl's going
Jay,
to your
Jay,
hotel
I'm just,
room.
Jay, I love you to death. Let's move on. I know this subject more than you.
Scotty, I worked in it.
No, you worked with low end like
of
stripper
course.
Hookers
yeah,
that like were
25 years ago.
Yeah, like this.
It's your energy is so weird when you go. Let's just move on because we're gonna get in a heated. I have no heated thing about this at all. You know way more about prostitutes than me. Who gives a shit?
Lewis first Jay at Skankfest.
Prostitute knowledge.
I don't think it's gonna be heated thing. I'm just saying you're. You
don't even start. Let's just go to the next subject, Lewis, because I think right now we're just getting an energy that's weird, and we're getting combative. You know more about prostitutes. I'm a doe in the field. What is you want? I don't know anything about prostitutes.
You worked with shitty Philly hookers 30
sure.
years ago.
True.
And now you're trying to use that as a high end.
I'm sorry
prostitute
that my
knowledge.
Prostitute knowledge is
it
down
stinks.
On you,
it
Lewis.
Stinks.
You are way better at paying for pussy than I am. There it said. No gun in the ass challenge or nothing.
Let's do. By the way, the amount of people sending
move
me
on.
You eating
move
on. You eating on camera and you eating with forks. It's so funny. All over the Facebook group.
Not one knife.
Not one knife. Yeah.
Not one knife.
On literally on two episodes of Something's Burning.
That doesn't. Who's a Legion of Skanks?
No, you said.
I saw
it. Absolutely. No, yeah.
I saw it.
Something's Burning is a cooking episode show, you fucking nitwit.
What, you want to fight?
I do want to fight.
Skankfest?
Put on
call
a big crazy a Barry Stock beard.
Call me a nitwit again.
Nit? Wit?
Well, I mean, everybody coming to Vegas for the last possible Skankfest.
It's going to be, everyone's just coming swinging like a black chick fight on fucking 6th Street in Austin.
Let's do plugs.
Yeah. Did you guys see the video of you guys?
Look, Jay's getting very afraid right now, nervous. So let's just get plugs, change subject, reset the table.
Guys. Let's just move on from this because Lewis is panicking about how serious this is getting. So let's just move on. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Can you stop waving in my face because your hand's getting really
God,
into my
God,
space?
My thing is here. I say we
it'd
just
really
move to the next
nice
subject.
If you just didn't come into my space. This is sort of my area right now. Thank you. Plugs. Plug o'clock. Plug it up. Chris, what you plugging on?
Obviously, High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network every Thursday. I got another podcast called Notes of a Goon. And then follow me at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. And then in the past, I'll be with Dave.
Oh, yeah. This is too late.
Providence.
For that.
And then 420, I will be with Lewis in Las Vegas.
Hell yeah.
And then 428. I'll be with Ryan in Atlanta.
Damn, you whore.
Balls in your court,
you slut.
Whenever Dylan starts sucking enough for you.
Oh, he's there.
Dude, Dylan literally has done two gigs with me. Wait, is that my guy now?
That's your boy.
It is my boy. I love Dylan.
Boys Ryan? Cast with Ryan Long. Actually, we had Ari in the studio. If people are promoting their special, pretty big numbers these days. This weekend in Boston, two of the four shows are already sold out. So this is Friday, Saturday. I don't know exactly when this comes out. But then Las Vegas, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Tampa, and I'm doing Gramercy in New York. So I get tickets to that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Lewis?
Sure. April 14th, 15th, I'm back out St. Louis. Then the 420 show, Las Vegas, Nevada, me and the great Chris from Brooklyn. And then we'll also be in Salt Lake City as well. You're coming to all those shows as well, 421, 422.
You told me I have to drive part of the way.
Yeah. Most time people make their opener drive all the way.
I'll drive all the way.
And drive the fucking car. It's like, hey, dude, if I get a little tired, can you take the wheel for a few?
I'll drive all the way.
Yeah, what are you complaining about, you fucking cocksucker?
The
fucking world do we live in? It's a fucking...
He goes, you might have to drive part of the way.
Will you share responsibilities
with me? I knew I was going to have to drive the whole way. I know I'm going to have to drive the whole way. Why didn't you say I have to drive the whole way?
No, guys, go to Lewis.
I know I'm driving Dave the whole way to Providence tomorrow.
Guys,
that's not that far.
Dave isn't a license. Got lewisofskanks.com is the website. Grab tickets for those shows. Plus, I got Fort Worth, Texas coming up, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, Grand Rapids,
EMS, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Plus, the Legion of Skanks are all going out on the road the first time ever. The three of us, live stand-up, live podcast, very, very unique shows. Okay? You got to be there. It's going to be the most offensive live show on earth. So we're going to get banned from the Wilbur. I promise you right now, we're going to make some crazy shit happen.
We won't be allowed back.
We're not coming back. That's August 10th through 12th. Go to lewisofskanks.com, bigjcomedy.com as well. Also, you guys can subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows in the network. You unlock literally thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Check out Real Ass Podcast and check out Spit Roast.
Hell yeah. What a great weekend we just had up in Providence.
It was fantastic.
Chris. Just unbelievable. Thanks to everyone for coming out. Okay, I got Albany Funny Bone, Zanies in Chicago, Side Splitters in Tampa, Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, the Syracuse Funny Bone. Yeah, whole bunch of stuff. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the dates and ticket links. And April 1st, my Mises Caucus people, I'll be speaking at the big event in New York City. I think it's on the Upper West Side, so come check me out there. A bunch of libertarians speaking at that thing. That'll be a lot of fun. Part of the problem here on the Gas Digital Network podcast.
Yeah, bigjcomedy.com for all of my dates, everybody. This weekend coming up, Spokane Comedy Club. Spokane. I think I'm saying it right. Spokane Comedy Club.
Definitely one of those.
Washington State. Yeah, but they're pretty pissy if you don't say the right one. My special is going to be coming out that next week, April 5th, everybody. Dog Belly, live from Skankfest, coming out on YouTube. Check it out. Watch it the day it comes out. Please comment, share. Let's get this thing fucking out there, man. I need this thing to make a difference, so help me out, man. This is our special. Is that a cool thing? Tell everybody it's ours. And then I'll be at the West Nyack Improv. Lewis J. Gomez coming with me on that one. Two nights, Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th of April. Detroit House of Comedy, first time there ever. Moon Tower Comedy Festival, Nashville Comedy Festival, doing the Kid Rock show again at the Ryman Auditorium. Robert Kelly being on that with me. And again, all over the road. All summer, we got the Burt Kreischer tour. Me, Nick Mullen, Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis doing the Fine Ass Gentleman shows. Charleston and Hershey, PA. The amount of tickets we sold already is mind-blowing. So please keep supporting that. And we'll get some more shows going maybe. The SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the new Bonfire with me and Robert Kelly, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 4 days a week, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. That's all.
We never actually read Justin Roiland's...
Which is hilarious. Comment. Let's do that now.
Or his statement.
I told you I'd never hit that.
Bitch, she was hot.
I have always known that these claims were false. And I never had any doubt in this that this day would come. I'm thankful that this case has been dismissed. But at the same time, I'm still deeply shaken by the horrible lies that were reported about me during this process. Most of all, I'm disappointed that so many people were so quick to judge without knowing the facts, based solely on the word of an embittered ex trying to bypass due process and have me canceled. That it may have succeeded, even partially, is shameful. However, now that the legal case has ended, I'm determined to move forward and focus both on my creative projects and restoring my good name.
Roiland. 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 I root for dudes. What do you want me to say? I root for dudes.
You
got to
take the W's when you can get them, too.
Once in a while, dude.
You know what? I'm always just fine to say I don't know and who gives a shit. I'm just let the world pan out. Like,
you're saying whether he raped or whether he didn't, all good either way.
No, my mind, like, if he raped...
It happened, you know?
Here's how I feel.
It's your take on it.
It doesn't make the cartoon funnier.
It's more that if he raped, he'll never be back in some... Do you know what I mean? I try... Maybe it's naive, but I believe it just sort of works itself out. If he really is that much of a piece of shit, like, he's just never going to get work again. Mm. If he really is a guy who, like, everyone's like, I believe you didn't do these things, terrible things or whatever, then he'll work again. And I'm just kind of fine to let the... I don't know him at all. If this was just some guy
who lived in Iowa,
I'm sure he's a cunt because he's successful. And a lot of successful people are twats if they didn't really struggle long. Do you know what I mean? So who knows?
Yeah, it's just with all these situations, it's the same
Weinstein,
thing.
They nip it you don't in the blood fucking quick.
Yeah. Well, you just don't know, but it's like you're just like I. And look, this is the bias of being a dude, right? Is that
we're probably quicker to just go, yeah, the standard can't be someone just gets ruined when there's no, like, just off an accusation, just because one chick said something and now you're fucking, like, ruined. So
the other side of it is like, you know, the standard can't be just one chick gets raped just because some guy wants to take her pussy.
And you go, yeah, it can. That is, no, look, I get that. I get that too. It's like two different errors that you're controlling for. I don't know. But if you don't know anything, don't you just kind of have to assume?
That is the standard.
I think that this one where you just like, you like the idea that the option that he's innocent's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go, it's possible that, can we say it's possible that this guy might have been innocent?
Look, more than likely, he just said, hey, here's a few million dollars. Shut up. The fuck up.
Well, did the cops drop the charges?
If I had to pay a chick millions of dollars to shut her up, I'd be like, I have to shove it into you. That's the only way I'm giving you the money.
She's like, well, then now it's too.
Oh, hey, Rick. Hey,
you just added another million. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do it in the Rick and Morty voice, too, if you don't. Oh, if it's hey, all the
Rick.
Same to you.
Would you just shove all this money into my asshole? Okay, Rick. Okay. All right, Granddad. Okay, it's fine. All right.
It's okay.
You got to do Morty?
That's okay. That's the best I got.
Can you do Rick? That's Morty, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't do the... that was the first try. At
kind of was expecting it to be followed by the...
Sorry.
Take a shot at Rick. The Morty wasn't
I bet
good.
You, I bet you
neither
Morty,
of them were good.
If you did your Justin Silver for Morty, it would work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, hey, I'm Morty. No. How about that?
For
hey, it's me.
Your Justin Silver impression
for
is...
For Morty?
Yeah.
For Rick?
I am Morty. No,
my Justin's more like this.
I'm Morty.
Or maybe hey, I walked on. I like dudes and dogs.
Hey,
dudes
it's me. Dogs. Morty.
This Morty's bad like, impression. You say your name.
More like, oh man, Rick.
Wait, no, Rick. That's Morty. I'm sorry. I meant Rick.
Yeah. We've screwed him
Rick.
Up.
That's what I meant, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a. That's how invested in this case.
This is worse than that rape. Jesus.
It's really bad.
God damn. We should.
No one got raped.
We're Soders.
Where the fuck is
Where the fuck is Soder?
Jay, sorry, you're sort of an impression guy, though, a bit.
Yeah, dude, do a Rick.
No, he needs Soder to bounce off of.
Right, he did. He would have done it on Fortune Feimster's podcast, but whatever.
Let me hear a Rick.
If Tom Papa said do Rick, you'd be doing Rick right now, you fucking sellout.
I respect
pussy.
Him.
You're an asshole, dude.
That guy works with Rob Zombie.
You're a fucking real asshole. I don't know who you became.
Hey, really? It's me, Rick.
Don't talk that shit before I kick you in your busted you knees again.
You're too fucking tired to kick right now.
I will, dude. I will fucking spin kick you right
in
your knees.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up your knee
dude,
again.
You've done too many podcasts,
dude. You're too tired to fucking kick
I'm
right
sleepy,
now.
But I'm not too sleepy to drop them knees, pussy. Dude. Not to drop those low-ass knees.
Tired asshole.
You short bitch.
Fucking.
Yo, I'm going to chop that tree down early, you bitch. You fucking kneeless bitch.
If you were one of the seven dwarves, you'd be sleepy. If you were two of them, you'd be dopey and sleepy.
Be dope sleepy.
You really saved that.
I don't even know why it saved it, but it saved me too. I was like, damn, that second one was good. It wasn't even really much better on paper, but it worked.
Great. The first one
dopey,
was so
sleepy
bad.
Bitch.
Dopey and sleepy bitch.
Dopey sleepy bitch. Let's go.
You throw a bitch on it, it does fucking sting double. You bitch.
Ah, shit.
Can we watch CeeLo fall off a horse? I want to believe that.
CeeLo fell off a horse?
I was going to tell you I hurt my neighbor. Forget it. You're right.
How did you hurt your neighbor?
You just got surgery.
Topic is the guy from the Flyers. His son got caught throwing a wheelchair down the stairs.
Finally. Someone with the balls to do it.
Was there a person in it?
It was the GM of the Philadelphia Flyers. His son was just at a bar and they have a camera. But it's like legitimately just like... It's like just, a villain.
There
son.
Wasn't anyone in the chair, but it's just the most horrific thing to do. Like, it's just like, whoa.
It was someone who was good at the chair.
Yeah, someone
he was just at a bar, and the camera caught it of him just looking at the chair and just throws it down the stairs for no reason.
It was just that moment.
Sociopath.
We all knew, like, I don't know, we all, but I knew kids like that, like, when we were kids. Like, there's kids like we both know I can say, we're just like, they would get drunk. And just be like, I'm going to do some fucking
wild,
shit. Like,
retarded,
I'm just going to wild
Dave, every
wild
time you point
shit.
Your finger at somebody, there's three fingers pointing at you. You know that, right?
There's three wheelchairs pointing
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, dude. That was me, dude. I would have definitely thrown a wheelchair down the stairs.
One of my fingers says it's Ryan, but I'll let you know, Dave, three says it's you.
Ah, fuck. That was brilliant. Nah, Chris will tell you.
One of them says it's God.
That's true.
I was not that kid.
My thumb thinks it's the sweet Lord Jesus.
We did know, guys.
But I knew kids like that who would just like, we'd get drunk.
I know
and
100.
Just
and
chaos.
Just be like, what are you doing?
Just
dude?
Chaos.
Oh, you're just going to get us in a fight for no reason right
but,
now.
But
I know guys are still like that.
Yeah.
Let me say,
I don't anymore, but man, I do it at friends like that where I'll see if you go out with them, it's like they're looking for shit.
There's just no reason to do it.
I just love the clip. Doggy, it's so funny.
It wasn't even that bad, guys. Calm down.
No, it's awesome. It's just being drunk and being a shithead.
It's just being a shithead for a moment. Yeah. We've all been a 19-year-old shithead.
Yeah.
When I was 17.
I don't know if I was a thrower, guys.
I don't know if you thought my take was fuck this guy. Can you believe that? Anyways, moving on. I just thought we should make a statement.
No, dude.
Love him.
No,
that wheelchair guy had it too good for too long.
I'm saying I don't know that I would have been above pushing a wheelchair down the stairs if I don't think you would have been. Why wasn't the guy in the wheelchair?
Where was he?
That is a good point. How bad did he need this wheelchair?
Yeah.
He got when he gets to the club, he gets up and goes and dances.
Oh, that guy
and then just leaves the wheelchair waiting for him. Like,
well, the guy who
did
was...
you ever see Breaking? He's got no leg, but he can just do windmills nonstop because his legs are nothing.
Maybe that's what the guy's point was. He was like, dude, what the fuck is this wheelchair even here for? You don't need it. Ugh.
Someone's had to say that.
Yeah, anyways. That guy was fucking the dude's girlfriend who threw the wheelchair down the steps.
So he goes, "Hey, Noodles, look at your chair." And he throws him down the steps.
I've just broken, like, you know, it's the equivalent of a kid throwing rocks through a window. It's just an adult or a college age version of that.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
That's correct.
I remember one time me and my friend broke onto a school bus and we grabbed the fire extinguisher. And then we emptied the fire extinguisher in the school bus while we were in it. Probably could have died.
Finding an unattended school bus at night was a big one back in the day.
And then I had superpowers from the radiation.
I'll give you a quick version of it. So me and my girlfriend go see Cocaine Bear. And
she kicked you in the knee?
Nope. When we were walking out of the movies.
Case closed.
She was blowing you in a seat. You cranked your knee on the front seat.
Nope.
The chair in front of you.
When we were walking out of the movies, like, if you're walking with
down escalator was an up escalator? These are all solid guesses.
I just love before the podcast, you guys are like, this knee story's got to get in here.
So we were walking together, and if we walk by something.
Can you show me with pens?
Thank you. This is me.
Oh, okay. I figured you were the ball.
Well, you're wearing the hat.
His heart's not in this knee story.
So we're walking, if we walk by something, right?
A nice inkwell on your chick, bro.
Hey, do you not disrespect my chick, dude?
Yo, nice back of that Bic.
So we're walking, and if we, let's say like we walk by, like let's say this is a mailbox.
Okay. Sure.
And we split it between
not
us.
Not supposed to do that. It's bad luck.
Did you say bread and butter?
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, every time.
But not bread and butter. It could be anything. It could be peanut butter jelly. It could be anything. So one person has to say one thing.
And then she didn't. And then you...
Semen butt crack?
You can say whatever.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm not following. You have to say something?
You say something that goes with the other thing.
To go back with the bad luck. Okay. To combat the bad luck of splitting a pole.
Yes. Okay. So you'd say... She'd say bread. I'd say butter. She'd say peanut butter. I'd say jelly.
It's kind of cute shit you're doing, yeah.
Cute shit. Relationship shit.
It was
It's crazy that he fucks her in her sleep.
But I like... she likes that.
He goes, it's crazy that he... takes her against her will.
She really likes when I get rapey. It's kind of her thing.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
So.
We all do.
She likes when me and Dave watch from the fires.
And when I say, when she says, no, I don't like it, I understand what she means by that.
Yeah. Me and Dave never call the cops for real.
So, all right. So let me set the scene. Set the scene, okay? So here's like a pole, right?
Peanut butter. You're peanut butter. She's jelly.
We're walking. Now, let's say this is the curb. This is ends
That's
here.
The curb.
This is the curb, okay?
I'm with you.
So we go. We just saw Cocaine Bear. I'm the movie theater.
Back into the left. Back into the left.
Oh, they walk out of me. I'm the movie theater.
Oh, man. You know what? Hey, that was actually funnier than I thought it was going to be. The kids were fantastic. The plot was a little skittish, though. Oh, peanut butter. Jelly.
No, not yet.
Can you believe they give cocaine to a bear?
So she goes, cocaine. And I go, what?
Oh no, you guys are gonna have bad luck.
Listen.
Is she dead?
Listen, let me tell you. We walk past, she goes, cocaine. I go, what?
I guess we could.
She goes, cocaine. And then I was thinking, I was like, do you want to do cocaine?
You want to party in my bed?
Are you?
Oh my God, finally. I haven't tasted the sweet, sweet taste in nearly 8 months.
Oh, I've been trying to be a better person.
Seven months, three weeks, and 2 days to be exact. Baby, I've been itching for some cocaine.
You want to get tooted up?
Oh, you party?
Don't worry, I got my guy on speed dial. He's coming right over.
I can't feel, it feels like I can come, but I can't pay.
Babe, you said the word. Tonight's going to be the night.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just call and cancel my morning
cocaine?
Podcast tomorrow.
He goes, cocaine? He goes, don't mind if I do.
And I literally thought, I was like, did she want to do cocaine?
Party like, bonus.
It's the first time she's ever mentioned cocaine ever.
You understand how retarded you are that you left a movie called Cocaine Bear?
But what, she just said cocaine, and it was just weird. Yeah, and I
was almost like it was the name of the movie. You just
wait, this is going to end in a knee injury?
Yes. So.
Oh, yeah. This is about you re-injuring your knee. So after all that, guy comes out of nowhere, kicks me right in the knee. Unrelated.
She called me stupid, kneed her in the neck. Worked out bad for the knee.
No, I didn't know what she was saying. She's like, cocaine. I was like, what are you talking about? So we're walking, and I'm looking at her. And I was like, what? And then I didn't see the curb, and I stepped off the curb, and my ankle hit at an angle, and my knee just fucking twisted as my leg went down. Like,
oh, bear! I get it. Ah! My patella!
Literally, yes. And then she just laughed at me as I rolled around on the ground with my leg.
You were on the ground.
Surgery for absolutely nothing.
I fell down literally, and then my right knee smashed into the concrete while my left knee like twisted.
That's
like
the one you
reaped.
Got surgery on.
The one that I got surgery on twisted and reaped.
Jesus Christ!
It reaped.
You heard it get fucked
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus.
Yeah, it hurts right now.
Did
it's
you,
been a week.
Did you call your coke guy right after that to help you with the pain?
No.
All right, bitch. Well, we're definitely doing some cocaine now.
Well,
now
look, you gotta watch me do all this cocaine.
And it is a coincidence for sure that Jason Ellis said that he would fight Lewis at Skankfest. This year, that's a coincidence that Lewis re-injured his knee again.
Absolutely,
that's just a timing thing.
Obviously,
look, that's just the world deals you what it deals you.
Yeah.
Lewis versus Jason Ellis is out. Jay versus Barry Stock moved up to the main event.
We're on the main card. I'm gonna drop that Christian bitch.
What is this CeeLo Green story now?
I want to see CeeLo Green fall off a horse so bad.
I still want to talk about the fact that you can definitely beat that guy up, and I don't know if you could beat Jason Ellis up.
Well, not with those wonky knees. Please, just let me have this.
All right.
I think I got a better chance against Jason Ellis than Jay has against Barry Stock.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, that's not weird. I think you'd kill Jason Ellis, but your knees.
You're just saying things to fuck with me. I'm basing this off of the data that I have available to me in the world.
All right. You think that you have a better chance of beating Jason Ellis, then Jay has
you didn't get that
a beating the guy from a Christian Rock.
I put my finger in his mouth.
He really did. I gave him an oh no one face, and he fucking finger fucked my
right
throat.
In his mouth.
That's a great counter to that face.
It really is. You know, oh really? CeeLo Green. All it says is CeeLo Green falls off a horse at a concert. I'm okay with that.
Of course.
He's
please.
Fat. That's hilarious.
Let's go. I want to see.
He's
it.
Fat. Horses are high.
Fucking idiot.
Yep. Why? Both those things I said.
Oh, didn't he lose a bunch of weight for a while?
No.
He did. CeeLo Green was
why is that? Yeah, actually, honestly, he might be have lost weight there. He was like morbidly obese. So this might be the weight loss.
Why is he doing a derby in the concert?
Oh, the horse. Oh, his legs
broke.
Oh, the
horse.
No, dude, the horse gave up on him. That's what my fear. That's why I rode a horse twice in my life, and that's what my fear was going to happen. They're going to find out they don't want me on him anymore, and they can't tell me with words.
They got to get you a bigger horse.
CeeLo Green just got dumped by a horse.
That
happened
to
a chick. There was like an influencer, like some girl. She like went to some like farm or something. She was gonna horse ride.
Fat influencer.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, they're like, you can't. You're like too fat. She was like, what? She was like, they're telling me I'm too fat. It was on girls posting L's or whatever. They're saying I'm too fat to ride a horse. And I was like, do you not see how horribly embarrassing
there
this is?
There has to
you?
Be a compilation of fat female influencers getting like chumped. You know what I mean? We're trying to do like their confident thing.
Well, it literally was
of
that.
All
yeah,
the
yeah,
things,
yeah.
Riding a horse is the most ridiculous to be outraged by.
Yeah,
like, you're
yeah.
like, look, this is just physics. Like, there's a limit to
physics,
how much
like,
this horse can
it doesn't
tolerate.
Speak English, and it doesn't like this anymore.
Yeah, this horse is going to be angry. It's
you're
not,
hurting it.
It's not a merry-go-round. It's an actual living
which even
horse.
A merry-go-round probably has a limit to
I
how
know,
much
yeah.
that thing can
I know
fat what, people have to be on the ones that don't go up and down, the ones that just are...
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. It's a mighty beast. But you, ma'am, are also a mighty beast.
You
and
might
horse
be,
doesn't ride horse.
You're
it's never happened.
You're a mightier beast.
Yeah.
If that horse should be down, riding you.
If we can get you down to the Planet of the Apes size ape... You can ride a horse.
Can I say, before we get out of here, because that was funny, but this is like, Jay, I think you're going to really appreciate this.
Give it to me.
There's a guy, and it's not on the notes. And can I tell you, when I send something for the notes, they need to show up with the notes moving forward. Let me just, I'm gonna hold you guys to a standard of fucking, you know, greatness that you should be held to. It's crazy that I would ever say anything and it wouldn't be fucking
this
done.
Is pretty good stuff we've been writing on your page, too.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us right now, swastika?
You know what? I'm going to save it. there's a guy mm-hmm. that has Tourette's, and he's just like, he's the best. And he goes on a date with this chick, and I saw it, and it was one of my favorite things. Or you want to do that one, or do you want to do the cat saying the N-word?
Oh, it's almost like the same story.
You do both of those things.
Yeah.
I think cat saying the N-word.
Cat saying the N-word.
Yeah, we'll get into it when we have time.
I think the Tourette's guy is a story that we could that has a little more meat on it, and we could really, really let that unfold.
Yeah. I gotta go pack. I gotta go pack for a week and a half.
Yeah.
Let's do the cat saying the N-word.
Cat saying the N-word.
Paco?
No, that's not real.
And that's been the Legion of Skanks, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not real.
That guy's whole...
The guy at the end is like, I don't
the
like it.
No, that guy's whole channel is doing that.
Yeah, the fact that it's Dr. Umar at the end is a real problem.
Excuse me?
Dr. Umar is like pretty fun if you watch
him. Oh yeah, he's great. Great watching. He's that's not him, is it?
That's really him? Absolutely who that.
They use that sound with like cats. It's a trending sound, but it's like always like a cat doing that, and then a black guy being like, "Oh, come on now."
But my thing is.
Well, that seems pretty real.
Is it happening for real? Is that a noise they're making? Because I wonder if it's one of those things, like if you didn't see that it was someone telling you, you know, it's like the blue dress, white dress thing, or the gorgeous blue dress. If someone didn't say, do you hear that word? Because those things are the craziest. We've had our minds blown on this show by that. The like, do you hear this word or that word? And it's fucking, if you choose to hear each one.
I always hear the N-word.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what, Lewis always has an option C.
You're just like Dr. Umar.
Yeah. He's like, is that a blue and gold dress or a white and green dress? It's like, it's an N-word dress. Yeah.
Well, it's like.
That's the N-word.
It's like I've always said, cats know what's up. Chris, thank you so much. Ryan, thank you so much for being here and joining us on our studio edition of Legion of Skanks. Next week. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Everyone's gone and here, and we're sort of gone.
Stop being so bummed out.
He's over
I just don't know what the schedule is. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Up.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Next week's going to be an incredible show.
Guys, I just found out I was garbage at 10 a.m. today. So please, until next time, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.